Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here, let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you? What do you do?
My name is Rob Tai. I am the owner and founder of Necessity Media. Used to be CMO, but deducted myself down to CMO because that's what I am, is a marketer.
Love it. Right into the point. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Helping them understand where they need to be in the next 5 years. I think a lot of people think they know what they need to do and where they need to be, but we help them understand and do it out of the box thinking.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. Your thoughts?
It depends on what you're trying to talk to them about. I never talk to them about selling. I'm not trying to sell them something. I'm trying to help them understand their pain points and their problems. If they're talking to me, they have a problem, I help them fix that problem. And then they go, oh, that's how I do it. And they do it.
Perfect. Perfect. There. Question number four. What advice do you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Be consistent. I see a lot of people figuring it that it's not working. And they go, well, this isn't working after 6 weeks. This isn't going to work. We need to change the direction here. But it takes a good 60 to 65 days in order for an idea to be implemented and to change. As we work with original content. So we work with quite a few brands. We're a white label service. But they come to us with a problem and say, we just spent $100,000 creating this product and it didn't work for us. I say, well, how long did you run it for? Where did you run it? And who did you run it for and who to? And then after I get those three pieces of information, I say, well, you weren't consistent enough. You didn't try this audience for a certain amount of time. You didn't allow the ad itself to kind of gain revenue and direction. You kind of said, oh, we spent $100,000 after 6 weeks. We didn't sell the product. It needs to go away. Or we didn't reach that B2B audience that we're looking for to kind of get on the phone with us or sell. Be consistent, always be consistent and value that, making sure that you get the right ROI based on what you're doing.
Well, let me ask you this, sir. How are some things that people can do right now to start building that B2B content easily? You know, that B2B video content.
So we have this thing here at Necessity Media called Flip the Camera Around. A lot of people like to shoot other people and get that direction, but a lot of people like to hear from the founders and their suggestions. So if you're a B2B company, and let's say you're trying to sell a product and you have salespeople hunting down other companies, why don't you go ahead and take that camera, record some content on why you're a part of this business. Here's the sales team. Meet John, Mary, Jane, Julie. These people are going to be reaching out to you. They feel like now they've reached out. I know these people because I got to watch a bit of a vlog behind the scenes. I get to be educated in who this company is, and I feel at ease talking to them about it.
Perfect. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about Peter Velarde here for a second. He owns RefereMeIQ. RefereMeIQ is one of the best products out there right now for getting referrals for your business. Peter Velarde is an industry leader. He's been around for a long time. So I want to give a big shout out to him. And I want to give a big shout out to Scott DiMaggio. Sorry, I butcher his name, but it's Scott DiMaggio. He owns MovieCom. MovieCom is a unique business that uses movie clips in industry videos. So they can go ahead and use licensed clips with permission from the studios of movies to get into an audience that they create, whether it's a video they need to do a sales topic song reflecting, you can put yourself in with the movie clip and it's licensed to do that. So there's two big shout outs for you. You should absolutely have them on your podcast. I think it'll be a win for you.
Well, I will look them up when we're done here. Question number six. Most important question of the podcast, Rob, I need you to focus on this one.
Old laser focus, Bob.
Here we go. So, Rob, tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
My first sale. Okay. So, here's the deal. I was working in banking in 2009. And as you know, in 2008, 2009, the world kind of flipped upside down on the industry. And we have a lot of businesses coming to us in private bank where we invested millions of their money saying, hey, I need help growing my firm in a different direction. There's these new things called digital ads out there that we need help on. So I'd refer some people. I went out to California, met with some top-notch people and said, hey, we need you to help these businesses out here. They got some money. They really need to grow their business some more during this downturn of the economy. And I would send these people to them and they would come back to me and say, hey, Rob, why did you send me this guy? He's useless. He didn't do the job for me. And I went to school for marketing. And I said, look, I'm your banker. I do all your investment stuff. Just give it here and I'll put together a team to get your stuff done for you. And I ended up putting together that team. And one of the clients came back to me. He owned a country club. And he said, Rob, I need to get bigger sales, generate more stuff. And I need you to come in and I need you to help me with my marketing. I'll pay you your salary plus benefits if you can just do that for me, because obviously your ideas are top notch. And so I had to make that decision whether I leave the banking world that I've been in for over 10 years and then go back into marketing, which I went to school for in 2001. And I did that. My first client was signed, no contract. I showed up there on a Monday. I sat at this office and I started growing his subscriptions to his golf course and people coming in. And I remember this is a start of something really, really cool for me. And I'd never had to chase it. They came to me, which is very, very unusual. I'm sure that's probably not what you're expecting, but that was my first sale, Bob.
Well, I love that they went after you first. That is always awesome. So Rob, you know, I have 3 minutes and 13 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early, go.
I'm going to do some promo and then I have a question for you. So Necessity Media, we've been here 11 years and we are creating original content for your brand. If you're a B2B business, we're going to help you create video content. We're going to help you create video content for ads. We're going to put you on organic channels to help you grow. We specialize in Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Pinterest ads, TikTok ads, and LinkedIn especially. So if you're trying to captivate an audience, we don't do any of the email messages that everyone does. We help you create unique video content. So we'll ask you to turn the camera around. We'll do videos just like this, and we'll make vlogs out every day. So Keith, if you're the ideal salesperson for a company and you're trying to reach out to big pharmaceutical companies or sales companies or whatever you're trying to sell, I promise you, turning the camera around and sharing that content on LinkedIn, people will get to know you and speak and ask you questions. And that is one of the biggest things. So when you do reach out to these companies, they're going to go, yeah, I'd love to meet you. Let's have a chat, because they feel like they now know who you are and you're not just sending to them directly. Flip the camera around and go ahead and drop some bombs of knowledge and making sure you do this. Don't do the walk and talks necessarily. Don't drive and do it. Teach them about your life. Share the pictures of your kids. You know, talk about your family life. Talk about who you are as a person, because they're the person you're going to make a relationship with. And I promise you, after us creating that content with you and helping us publish it and put it to the right pages, we will get there. Second thing, the question for you, Bob, how long have you been doing this and how did you come up with this idea?
So I've been doing this since October of 2018, October-ish there. Done about 1,000 episodes already between the two podcasts I've done. And basically the way I came up with the idea was I told my coach, I've always wanted to do a podcast. She said, great, you have 24 hours to schedule your first guest. So I built this system purely out of, everything that I hate about the podcasting industry, where basically the host is talking and the guest is just window dressing, switch that. Don't give a lot of paperwork to sign up for the podcast and make them short instead of making an hour-long conversation.
Okay. And I'm assuming I have a little bit of time left to answer this question. Do you think a person in the B2B world can sell themselves in 15 minutes, or do you think it takes a lot longer than that?
I think they can do it in 15. I think to get them into the funnel could take 15 minutes, but it all depends on the price of the product. There are additional steps there.
I love that answer. Good.
Yeah,
well, that's it for me. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Perfect. We're done. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Necessitymedia.com.
In the description. It's magic. Rob, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks so much, sir.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.